The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Missed you the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, you know.
I know.
The death in the family, so it's always very sad.
And I'm sorry for that, and you went through a lot, and you still are, so we had a horrific loss.
Yes.
Your dad. Who was a loyal listener.
Yes, he was. He'd be listening and tell me. During the week, he would tell me what the show was about. Yeah, he was
88.
Good. 88. Yep. He had a good run.
Very good.
Good man.
All right. We have with us today Chris Essig, Perez Design, Build, and Remodel Project Consultant. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been selling, listing, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click the Live Dunmore Corners webcam. Click on that and it'll show you a live view of what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Okay, Chris Essig, project consultant with Perez Design, Build, Remodel. Last week we talked about roofs.
Yes, we did.
We had a great discussion.
We sure did.
Yes. We're going to keep it to the outside.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about decks and patios.
Excellent.
What's going on in the world of decking these days?
Well, I'll tell you, this year, more than any year of my 5 years with Perez, we are doing more and more decks. Outdoor living is becoming a very popular thing. And this year is proving it. We are doing a lot of decks and mainly composite decks.
Uh-huh.
You know, your Trex, your Duralife products. We tend to use those two products, so they have a really nice warranty that go with them.
And you don't have to stain those.
You don't. They're maintenance-free, and they require little to no maintenance with that regard. And they come with a 25-year fade and stain warranty on them.
Nice.
So even if you're in direct sunlight, they guarantee it won't fade. And if it does fade, it will fade slightly but uniformly.
Compared to wood decking, how is the cost?
It's pretty exorbitant. It's a big difference between pressure treated to a composite. Composite, this has always been my opinion, that composite companies realize they're probably not going to see you again, and they tend to get top dollar. Now, it's my opinion. there's probably a, you know, to put it to a percentage, probably a 40% difference.
Yes, okay, that is considerable. Yes. So regarding this Trex decking, what are we talking about in terms of colors? Are there colors that one can choose from?
There are. There are some solid colors to choose from. Your earth tones, of course. And then they also have what they call blended colors. And Trex comes in three different levels, a select, enhanced, and a transcend. The transcend has some really nice wood blends that tend to look a lot like wood, you know, your exotic woods like your mahoganies and your cherry woods and things like that. You can mimic them very closely, you know, especially if you have a rustic home.
The things I like about the Trex decking and the composite is you don't have to do any maintenance.
That's,
you
know, absolutely,
I mean,
right.
with the 5/4, you're using that for decking, the thickness of the wood, it's cracking. You have to replace them. You have to paint it. You have to stain it. You have to stay after it. It's just,
you do, and it's a yearly maintenance thing, and it's a yearly cost, you know. And there is a little bit of a payback when you do with the Trex or composite decking. There is no cost for maintaining it. There's no staining, there's no sealing.
But it's the upfront, and I think the sticker shock, you know, in terms of that difference, people want to look at that, and obviously not everybody has deep pockets, and certainly people like to save. Yet, if you build in, you know, what you're going to be spending.
Right, your maintenance costs, your repair costs, all of that stuff.
Sure, and then plus your time.
My time.
Your weekends.
We did it once. We did it. Remember, we stained?
Oh, we did it once, and we used one of those products that lasts for life.
Oh.
The company went out of business the next year, and it's peeling in chunks.
Oh, no.
About a size as your the size of your foot. It's all over the place. It's absolutely horrible.
Oh,
if I could do it all, know, you know what I'm
know
talking
what
about.
Yes.
If I could do it all over again, they would be composite instead of wood.
Yeah, but we were all out there with our paintbrushes. It was 90 degrees.
Oh,
it was not.
Yeah, never again.
Never
again.
I said that too. So I'm all for the Trex, and I'm with you there. But you have just like fence, people with fences, you know, a lot of the vinyls are now selected in the choice for people, many consumers out there. But there's always people that like wood, love wood, like the look of it, want it.
Sure.
So you still have that, too.
We do. We do, actually. We have completed a handful of pressure-treated decking this year. You know, and a few of them, what we did was, because of the element of maintenance, we did a vinyl railing with a pressure-treated deck board.
How does that look?
It looks, you know what? I'm doing it at my house.
Oh, okay.
Because it really, to me,
you
it
liked
really
it
caught
so
my
much.
Eye.
Okay.
Yes. And plus, the, you know, the expensive Trex and composite in general kind of steered me that direction. The big thing is you get the vinyl railing because that's maintenance free. Now you don't have to go through when you have to stain or treat the deck boards. You don't have to do anything with the railing. You know, I remember as a kid at my grandparents' house, having to paint those deck balusters or the railing balusters.
It is no fun.
No.
That was my job.
How many were there?
Oh, over 100. Yes, right.
How long did it take you?
Oh, days.
The days, yeah. She was not happy.
It's weekends, yeah, you know, because you're busy, you're working, and then all of a sudden you got 2-3 weekends set aside just to take
right.
care of your deck.
We got this. Everything else suffered. Laundry.
Yes.
Inside, everything else suffered.
And all
suffered.
Of a sudden you look, and it's all of a sudden now the grass is 12 inches high, so you know, you can't win.
It's awful.
But the good thing about the vinyl railings that you were talking about, you don't have to do it bright white anymore, right?
No, you don't. They have some nicer earthy colors with like an almondy, and they also have a clayish, like a tan kind of a color. And so you have some choices there. And they actually have some composite railing that's available now through Trex and through DuraLife is another company that we like to use. And they're fully composite railings. So they have different ways to mix and match. You can incorporate aluminum balusters with composite railings and composite posts. And they have a lot of different ways to mix and match these railings now. And it's really neat.
Okay.
Where you can do a different color top rail and bottom rail and a different color balusters. You know, if you wanted to get a little bit more on the artsy side of things. And we've designed them out with our 3D programs. Where people could see what they would look like before they do them. You know, because it is a big investment, and they want to make sure if they want to get a little different with the color coordinating, that they're getting it right the first time, and they could see what it looks like
sure.
before it's done.
Well, they're big decisions, and you got to live with it for a long time if you're spending that kind of money.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to get it on there go, oh, boy.
What yes, did we do?
I hate this.
Because that's one of those things, too. It's a special order, so once you purchase that stuff, it's yours.
Right.
You know, so you got to get it right the first time. And our on-staff designers, Tracy and David, they really help our clients thread the needle with that look. You know, and then transferring their ideas onto the computer-generated design program that we have.
Wonderful. How long has Perez Design Build Remodel been doing what you do?
We are going on our 35th year.
And you do everything.
We do everything from build new homes, which we have a nice we're exclusive builders in Stonewood Estates in Newton Ransom. And I believe it's 10 lots. They're all acreage. Anything from, I think, 20 acres down to 2 acres. Beautiful views. And we're the exclusive builders in there. And that's right on Newton Ransom Boulevard. And then we have a few more houses going on up there that aren't affiliated with that development there. And we also do full remodels, interior and exterior. And we have on-staff designers that help our clients really see their visions and get them on paper and get them on our computer-generated designs. Again, so it's a way for people to feel more comfortable about their investment.
How does someone get in touch with Perez, please?
The best way would be by phone, and it's 570-333-0505. And another way would be through our website, which is www.perezdbr.com.
Chris Essick, project consultant with Perez Design Build Remodel. We're talking about decking today. Dex, Pat, would you like to review two listings, please?
Yes, I would. All right. Listen to this. I like this one. It says, have you ever wanted your own private lake with lots of land? Yes, everybody's going, yes,
absolutely.
Yes. All right, here it is. We have a serene property on 19 acres with a small private lake. This home is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a detached garage. This beauty is close to town, but you will feel as if you were in a country retreat that's tucked away in the woods, because you are. This property has a low taxes of only $2,300 a year, a 1-car garage, and the house also has a wood-burning fireplace. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a private lake on 19 acres, located at 139 State Route 348 in Roaring Brook Township, for only $249,000. And that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office. And now we also have another one. We have a meticulously maintained 3-bedroom home in the hill section of Scranton, located at 508 Wheeler Avenue for $135,000. This home has an updated kitchen with granite countertops, beautiful hardwood floors throughout the home. It also has a large 3-car garage and a large concrete patio area that's fenced in. This property has lots of character and charm, and it is in move-in condition. That's a beautiful 3-bedroom home with a large 3-car garage at 508 Wheeler Avenue in Scranton for $135,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics in all areas served for single-family homes. What's the year-to-date? What's going on here? Well, average list price these days is $144,500. That's for a single-family home. That's up 3% from last year at this time. We were listing houses. Median list price last year at this time was $139,900. The median sales price is $119,900. That's actually down 3%. Last year at this time, median sales price was $123,625. Now, I'm not liking this number I see for cumulative days on market. Median days on market is up. It's up almost 20%. It's taking longer to sell single family homes in our service areas. But the absorption rate, and that's the time frame it would currently take months to sell the current supply of listings, that's down. Last year at this time, it took about 11 months to sell our current supply. Now it's just under 10. So that number's going in the right direction. Year-to-date totals for sold listings, the number of sold listings is actually up 7.9%. That is good news year-to-date. However, the month of July was down significantly. It was down 15% in total residential sales for the month of July. That's single-family homes. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jreddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. We have returned with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Yes, we're back.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. We have with us Chris Essick, and you were here last week. You're from
Yes.
Perez Design Build Remodel. You're a project consultant.
Yes.
And your area of focus is on the exterior of the house. So the first half of the show, we were talking about decking, decks, what's popular, Trex deck. Composite decking is the most popular. It's a little expensive, but compared to wood, it's more durable, lasts longer, and there was a warranty on it. 25?
Yes, 25 years.
That's nice.
Non-prorated, okay. Which is a big thing in our world.
And there's a lot of options regarding that. There are colors available.
There are tons of colors to choose from, yes.
And people are doing a lot of mix and match.
They are. You know, we do a lot of different projects, you know, with the decking composite, and we also integrate that with paver patios and concrete patios.
So everybody likes outdoor living, and it seems like the deck exploded in popularity over the years. Everybody wants a deck.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
So when they don't have a deck and you come out and you assess the situation, I'm sure lot size has a lot to do with it, what they can and cannot do. Are people going for large types of decks, like for entertaining, smaller? Are they going with a covered deck?
Well, that's a good question, you know, and that's some of the question that I bring up when I'm out to see these folks. You know, I'm asking them how they entertain folks, and at any given time, if they were having a barbecue with family and friends, how many people would they envision being there? And that kind of gives us a basis for the size of a deck or a patio or, you know, or the outdoor space. You know, when it comes down to it, you want to make sure you have enough room for your furniture, your grill, you know, whatever type of furniture you're putting on. There's some really neat couches, like love seat type setups now, where you can put them out there for outdoors. And, you know, you want to make sure you have enough room. And like I alluded to a little earlier, was our design process really helps people with that. We can propose the sizes. We can get the size furniture that they're looking at putting on the deck or the patio. And then we can render that right into the picture, and we can show them how much room they would have around the tables and chairs, things of that nature, end tables, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes people put those big heating elements out there that run on the propane and kind of extends the life of your into the fall.
It's almost like it's another room. I mean, we don't, as realtors, count it in the room count, but it is. It's when you step outside onto some of these decks, when we're showing houses, listing houses, selling them, we see that it is an area where people spend a lot of time and money.
Yes. And, you know, and a big thing, too, with the decks, people have existing decks, and maybe it's a southern exposure, and they get too much sun and hot, and they don't have any place to retreat. So sometimes we put roofs over the decks, and we'll incorporate it, you know, whether it be open sides, or we'll put screened in porches, you know, on top of the existing decks and things of that nature, where people can, again, extend. As in Northeast Pennsylvania here, we have a little limited time frame. You know, all of a sudden it goes from fall to winter, and I mean, not last winter, but ultimately it kind of brings people back in the house. So anytime people can extend that time outside seems to be the trend.
Yeah, I like the idea of a roof over it, because you can put in lighting there, and if it rains or if it drizzles, everybody doesn't have to run into the house.
That's right.
You could just retreat. You can continue grilling if you want underneath it without getting soaked.
Yes.
Which I do pretty much all year round anyway. So I'm
absolutely
one of those guys. Yeah.
Get soaked or grill?
Grill. Well, you know, they have a new product. It's a vinyl product that goes, it's called underdecking. And what it is, and I'm going to use it at my home, where you can get under the deck, get out of the heat. I don't have a roof over my deck. And what it does, it's a waterproof vinyl product that snaps together. You put it on a little bit of a pitch with a gutter to one side or the other. So when it is downpouring, the party can continue, the barbecue can go on under the deck, and nobody's getting dripped on or wet from it. And it actually is a decorative, looks like a decorative finished ceiling for like a porch. It's a really neat product. It is a little expensive. However,
when it's raining.
Yes, when it's raining, you don't have to go rushing inside. And if you don't, your house isn't that big, and then you have a big barbecue, and now people are leaving, or all of a sudden you got 40 people in your kitchen, and you know, it's a way to keep everybody outside, not get wet, And it's a really neat product that we've used quite a few times this year in particular.
Oh, good to know about. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, we know somebody who had that done under their deck, who we were talking about earlier, and it was done improperly. It was done all wrong.
Oh.
It was done wrong. I mean, how many horror shows do we see about decks being done improperly? I was at a property the other day, and it had 4x4s supporting in it, and it had to be a 10-foot span, and it was 4x4s.
Yeah,
and it was a little dinky bolt, and somebody actually, I was like, that's wrong. It's Uncle Sal probably did it 25 years ago, you know.
Sure.
He thought he did a great job, but it's wrong.
It is, and we run along, just like you folks, I'm sure, we see a lot of those nightmare situations where somebody's maybe looking to reface their deck, and we get out and we see that it is four by four posts.
It's supposed to be 6x6s,
yes,
right?
Yes, in most cases, and you need to have a solid concrete footer, you know, down to the frost line. And in many
areas up here, we've seen it just sitting on the dirt.
And that's where I can dash some people's hopes when they're looking to just reface the deck. And then they found out that 10, 15 years ago when it was done originally, it was done wrong. And now all of a sudden they're looking at
a rebuild.
Yes, a tear down and rebuild. And then again, you're getting into more expense. You need a machine, excavator, and depending on the footers you're putting in, whether they're piers or they're concrete, you know, there's a lot of different ways to go there.
And here they thought they were just getting a facelift.
Yes. And next thing you know,
Yes,
it gets pretty expensive pretty quick.
But, you know, what's the alternative? If they don't do it correctly, there could be some problems there.
That's the old saying, you know, throwing good money on top of bad, you know, and if you put a nice composite product on something that's not going to hang in there, well, you know,
safety wise
too, if you get a lot of people up there, and
it's a nightmare.
You see it sometimes in the paper, unfortunately, where something will collapse and people get hurt or worse, you know.
Okay, right, something to consider. But you know, you're right, getting back to what we were talking about before, people spending a lot of time out on the deck, so they're doing light fixtures and ceiling fans and bringing their entertainment systems outside too.
You know, we did one over in Clark Summit. It was about 2 years ago, I guess, now. Well, we did this. This guy has a brick oven pizza oven out that we built outside because he's a culinary guy and he does all his own cooking and stuff. And he does brick oven pizzas right alongside of his outdoor flat screen TV
what's the address of this place? I'm gonna have to pass.
I'm sure that's a private
see, check out his pizza.
And then they did, to top it all off, they we didn't install it, he had a friend of his come and do it. They did a modular fireplace basically, and it was where you stack it all together when they face it with cultured stone. And it looks like a fireplace in your home, like a beautifully finished fireplace. And we did a roof over the top of this outdoor living space, and we incorporated the chimney into the roof. Really, something from a postcard when you look at it. It was really gorgeous.
So that's probably one of your bigger designs.
For outdoor living, yes.
Okay. But typically people just, you know, with the decks these days, they're sticking mostly to what I'm hearing from you is the composite.
A lot of people like to go composite. You know, they like the idea of the maintenance-free. You know, some people get a little scared away by the ticket, you know, the price. However, you know, like we talked earlier, there's ways to get that money back, your time, you know, the maintenance, not buying, you know, $300 worth of stain each year, or things of that nature, to get away from it. Most people this year are going with the composite more than the pressure treated wood.
Well, when you have pressure treated, how long do they last?
Well, you got to. That's the big maintenance.
Now,
thing.
If it's maintained properly.
If it's maintained properly, it could last quite a long time.
Okay.
You know?
Not. Because we've seen them where there's wood rot, they're gray, they're falling apart.
Yes. The big thing with that, you know, where you see on the pressure treated, if they're maintained properly, you know, the big thing is you don't want the roof's water coming off and splashing down onto the deck itself. So in a lot of cases, we've seen that where water, there's no gutter stopping the water from spilling onto the deck. And then that does erode away pretty good, the deck boards.
If you're going to do a project like this, usually what's the timeline? How long does it take to do that?
Well, it depends. You know, if you do a design, you know, sometimes a design can take, you know, maybe a month messing around back and forth with designers. But once we actually hit the ground, boots on the ground, materials on site, you know, depending on the size, I would say the average is a week, 7 to 10 days.
You know, that's what I like about you guys. You guys have done work for family members for us before, and it's not like you're chasing the contractor. Like, you know, one day they're here, and then the next day they're gone. It's magic. Yes. They just disappear. They pull a Houdini. I like that about you guys.
That's one thing we do guarantee to our clients is that we do not job jump. Once we get started on a project, we see it through to the finish. And we don't start another project until that project's complete.
How long has Perez Design Build Remodel been doing what they do?
We're in business now going on 35 years. Started in 1981 in Tunkhannock with Nick Perez Sr.
And your service area?
Our service area, where we have a showroom and design center at 611 South State Street in Clark Summit. And we go, I guess, about an hour in a circle from there. We try to keep it a little bit tighter just for servicing our clients. We don't want to get too overextended to where all of a sudden we have a guy, you know, clients that are an hour and a half away and they may have a problem or an issue. And for us to get there logistically wise, we try to keep it to within an hour of Clark Summit, all directions.
Okay, so you're a full service builder, remodeler, design company.
Yes.
You, how many employees?
I think we have around 18 employees.
Okay, and you're working out there 7 days a week.
Well, yeah. We usually get weekends off, but...
But it's by appointment, nights and weekends.
Yes, yes. For me, myself, or my counterpart, Chris Scarlatta, we will take all appointments. We bend to our clients' schedules. It's, you know, just a natural thing.
Okay.
All right. What's the biggest mistake you see people make in their decks when they're either have it done or they're going to do it? What's the biggest mistake people make?
The biggest mistake that we run into is not going down deep enough with the footers to the frost line. You know, in most areas up here, it's 48 inches deep you need to be with your footers for concrete to be poured up through that so that your posts from the deck can lay on that solid footer.
How long did you? 48?
48 inches in most of the areas. In some areas, it's 42, and that depends on the code from the township. They dictate that. But we've seen them where people will, you know, fill up a 5-gallon pail of concrete and bury that and put the post on top of that, not nearly deep enough. You know, maybe a winter you get through and then one real cold winter where you had some rain before it froze up and then everything heaves. Everything pushes up and people call me out to look at it and say, what happened? This deck's 3 years old and it's like a ramp now. And you go right down and you can point right to the footers and see how they raised up out of the ground. Mother Nature is really tough with those things.
And is there really any remedy for that, or you just have to...
Some people will try to put little kickstands under the deck and then redig. You can do it, but it is quite labor intensive. Now, in most situations, you can't get a machine in there. So now you're there with a shovel, a breaker bar, and two guys, you know, busting their humps for all day to try to get the holes dug, and because there's a lot of rock in the ground and all, and it can be a real problem.
You built a deck. You built your own deck. Did you overbuild it?
No, it was on a trailer a long time ago. We didn't do the footers. We put them on top of the ground on those little piers.
Okay.
And it were, I mean, when I sold it, it was still straight. So I guess the winter wasn't that bad.
But that's what handy do-it-yourselfer does, right?
Sure. I mean, and there's really, it's just the best thing to do if you're going to try it yourself is go talk to your code enforcer for the township that you live in, and they'll tell you exactly how deep you need to go to make sure you're safe. You know, it is an expensive venture whether you do it yourself or you hire a company to do
it.
And, you know, the best way to do it is just check with your local code enforcer, and they won't steer you wrong.
Okay, Chris Essick, project consultant with Perez Design Build Remodel. Contact information, please.
611 South State Street in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. We have a nice showroom and design center there. And our phone number is 570-333-0505. And you can also see us online at perezdbr.com.
Thank you, Chris. Would you come back next week?
Absolutely.
Thanks
for having me.
Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful bi-level home that was built 15 years ago at 207 Pleasant View Drive for only $195,000, and that's in Greenfield Township. This wonderful home has 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, a built-in garage, and a fireplace. It has a gorgeous kitchen and large windows with plenty of natural sunlight. The lower level is finished, and the rear deck is perfect for entertaining with the backyard of your dreams. That's a 15-year-young, 4-bedroom, 3-bath bi-level home at 207 Pleasant View Drive in Greenfield Township for $195,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.